It's 31 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30 on this Tuesday afternoon, December 17th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Eva Ann Schilling, age 91, died November 20th in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Viola Cemetery in the spring. Friends may call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Eva Schilling is survived by three nieces, Beth, Peggy, and Julie, and two nephews, Bob and Jack. Eva Ann Schilling, age 91. Mary Ann Krako, 91 of Hillsboro, died yesterday at Gunderson St. Joseph's Hospital in Hillsboro. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Mount Vernon Cemetery, Hillsboro. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family. Survivors of Mary Ann Krako include her children, Anita and Lee Titus, Francis and Lori Krako, and Daryl and Teresa Krako. Nine grandchildren, eight great-grandchildren, brothers James Tidrick and Raymond and Rose Tidrick, sister-in-law Diane Tidrick, and nieces and nephews. Mary Ann Krako, 91, of Hillsboro. Rod Gilman, 76, of Parker, Arizona, died December 10th after a battle with colon cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from noon to 4 at the Rockton Bar. Rod Gilman is survived by his wife of 45 years, Gail, son, Wade and Michelle, daughter, Lane, two grandchildren, two brothers, Ron and Sherry Gilman, and Kirk Gilman and Cheryl Starr, sister, Carol Gilman and Jamie Hofberger, sister-in-law, Vicki Headley, best friend, Thelma, and favorite son-in-law, Keith Schmidt, also several nieces and nephews and cousins. Rod Gilman, 76, of Parker, Arizona. Wayne E. Clark, 71, of Boaz, died November 9th at home. A celebration of life will be held Thursday, December 26th, from 5 until 8 at the Boaz Community Building. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Wayne Clark is survived by his children, Stephanie Derrett of Boaz, and Michelle Pinkham and Tyden Williams of Ithaca. Nine grandchildren, mother of his children, Karen Clark, and many other relatives and friends. Wayne E. Clark, 71, of Boaz. Terry L. Windsor, 78, of Blue River, died December 4th at Gunderson Health System. A celebration of life will be held Thursday, January 9th at 2 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Thursday, January 9th, from 1 until the time of service at 2. Terry Windsor is survived by his wife, Kelly, three stepchildren, Timothy of Madison, Jane and Doug Piotrowski of Richland Center, and Magic and Ryan Love of Blue Mounds, nine step-grandchildren, a step-great-grandchild, many other nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Terry L. Windsor, 78, of Blue River.